latest team news from clubcall.com.
Well, a very warm welcome along to Friday's busy Manchester City bulletin. First up, in the club are believed to be facing fierce competition in their quest to sign versatile Bayern Munich star Joshua Kimmich. City chief Pep Guardiola took the 22-year-old to the Allianz Arena from RB Leipzig in January 2015 when he was still in charge of the reigning Bundesliga champions. Kimmich has been unable to hold down a first-team regular role under Carlo Ancelotti this season and is believed to be considering his options. With him capable of playing in a number of positions, Guardiola is keen to reunite in the summer. However, he is not the only one interested, with a number of reports suggesting that Manchester United have now joined the race for his signature. Moving on, a former Arsenal star Paul Merson's backed the citizens to get the better of the Gunners when the pair meet at the weekend. Pep Guardiola's side travelled to the Emirates on Sunday, looking to take a big step towards Champions League qualification by beating one of their direct rivals. Arsenal have been going through some poor form of late, while City are showing signs of their quality on a more regular basis. And former Gunners man Merson believes City will get the better of their top four rivals on Sunday. He told Sky Sports, "This is a huge game. I only know one thing is for sure, it won't be 0-0. I think City will hurt Arsenal on more occasions. Manchester City don't go anywhere and play for a draw." Finally, to some news from the ladies team, and Lucy Bronze says Man City women have an advantage ahead of their Champions League semi-final clash with Lyon. The defender sent City through to the last four with a headed goal from a Melissa Lawler corner just before half-time, as Nick Cushing's side claimed a 2-0 aggregate win over Fortuna Hyoring. Bronze spoke of her delight at reaching the semi-finals at the first attempt with City and insisted her side will not be overawed by their next opponent's illustrious history. She said, "It feels amazing. It's our first go at the Champions League and we're in the semis. We play the current champions next. We can't wait. We have nothing to lose because we haven't achieved anything in the Champions League before. We want to make some history."